This month, we're talking about servitude, serving others. And more specifically, tonight, we'll be looking at serving brethren, serving each other joyfully. Not doing it with a, like my dad would say, a bad attitude. But before getting into that, we need to understand one crucial principle, and that's that God cares about the right action as well as the right attitude. We see that all throughout Scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 is one example that we see this. In verse 8, we'll see that God tells Joshua, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." Later on in the verse, he'll say, God will say, "Observe to do according to all that is written in it." Right? We see that correct, that proper, that godly action. Then verse 9, we have the right attitude. God tells Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed." Similarly, in John 4:24, going from the Old Testament to the New, we find out two things again. Number one, that God is spirit. And number two, that those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Again, the proper action, the proper attitude. So, tonight, serving brethren joyfully, what is the proper action and what is the proper attitude? The proper action is serving brethren. It is a simple command. It is from God. What is the proper attitude? Joyfully. So look at the proper action. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. And we'll look at a verse in Galatians chapter 5 as well, but Galatians 6, verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith." We do good to all, but he says, especially those of the household, especially us, especially your brethren. Flip back one chapter, Galatians 5, verse 13. The Bible reads, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." These two verses let us know that God is telling us we're going to have opportunity in life. We're going to be given opportunities in life to do good, to serve brethren. And we should be taking those opportunities. Simply, God wants us to serve our family. That is what we are. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We are God's family, and we ought to serve one another. And I'll add this. Do not simply wait for an opportunity, but seek. Look for that opportunity to help one another. A lot of times people aren't going to ask for help. I have been subject to that in every facet of my life. But if someone asks me, "Hey, do you want help with something?" I'm more likely to open up and receive that help. Right? So the correct action is serving one another. It's a command of God. But let's consider the correct attitude as well. How we treat, how we view our brethren. 1 Peter 2, verse 17 says, "Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." Now, he says honor all people, right? And we also love all people. But I find it really interesting that Peter makes it a point, God, through Peter, makes it a point to say, love the brotherhood. Similarly, in Romans 12, verse 10, we see the Bible reads, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." So, not only are we loving one another, but we're actually preferring one another. At first, reading this and thinking about this, however long ago that was, I thought that sounds kind of messed up. But it's not. God tells us we ought to have a preferential mindset towards one another. And if we prefer our brethren, we should be thinking about their feelings. Philippians 2, verse 4 says, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others." In doing so, in looking out for the interest of our brethren, we can be thinking, how am I going to serve them in a way that makes them feel good? I know that I would hate it if someone was serving me, doing something good for me, and they the whole time were complaining about it, or were upset, or had not a smile on their face. Having a smile on your face has a big impact, right? But the simple fact that we are obeying the words of God by serving our brethren, the simple fact that by doing so we're glorifying God, should bring joy to our lives. But if that's not enough to do it for you, let me bring up this point. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men." Essentially, we should be acting like we are serving Christ when we are serving our brethren. And Christ has done something for us that should inspire the greatest joy within us. He has died on the cross. He has given himself for our sins and has given us eternal life with the Father, an opportunity of eternal life. Titus 3 verse 7 would say hope of eternal life. Right? But maybe you're wondering how to do this. How do I serve my brethren? I don't know what that looks like. How do I do it joyfully? Whatever questions you might have, well, you're in luck. We have answers. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." But verse 17 is the key. All of it's the key. Verse 17, "That the man of God may be complete or perfect, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Thankfully, God has given us what to do and how to do it. He's given us that right action. He's given us the right attitude. But then he's given us his word to teach us. I'll double down. I'll say this. I challenged myself when developing this, that I'm going to read through the Gospels and try to find all the moments in which Jesus, our greatest example, has served joyfully. So, that's really it. The Word of God is the key to not only obeying God in every aspect of our lives, it's the key for salvation. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15 would say that. But it is also the key to serving our brethren and doing so joyfully. Now, maybe that is something that you struggle with. Maybe you struggle looking for opportunities to serve brethren. Maybe you struggle doing so joyfully. If that's the case, let this be the day that you change your mindset, you change your actions. If it's not that, we struggle with many things in life, the church is here. Right now, the invitation is open. Here in a couple seconds, but the invitation really is always open. We have resources, we have contacts, so we have a very good eldership that guides us, that fosters unity, community, and family. So whatever need you might have, please let it be made known as we stand and as we sing.